It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium, the site, as we get set for Game 3 of this six-game series between the homestanding Aberdeen Ironbirds, the High A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, and your Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Finally getting underway at the normally scheduled time here this evening after the opening game of the series rained out and yesterday's doubleheader starting at 4:35. But Brooklyn and Aberdeen both taking games yesterday by a final of 3-2, Aberdeen taking the lid lifter in eight innings. Brooklyn, the finale in a scheduled seven. Brooklyn falling behind 2-0 in the opener, rallied back to tie the game. A Mateo Gil home run in the fourth, a RBI single from Jeffrey De Los Santos in the sixth. But Brooklyn unable to bring home the automatic runner in the top of the eighth. Aberdeen able to score it on a sack bunt and then a sack fly from Carter Young in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Eighth walk-off defeat of the season for Brooklyn, but the Cyclones able to bounce back behind their pitching in game number two. Jonah Tong, 5 1/3 innings, struck out 10. His fourth double-digit strikeout game of the season, at 2 with St. Lucie, 2 now with Brooklyn. But after that, Cyclones able to take the lead in the top of the sixth inning, and then Joshua Cornelli came on, retired all five batters he faced to earn his South Atlantic League high, tying eighth save of the season. All three runs for Brooklyn in game two of the doubleheader yesterday scored on groundouts. In that game, only four hits for Brooklyn in the finale yesterday, but those were all the hits they needed as they earned the doubleheader split. Brooklyn will try and make it back-to-back wins here today. It'll be a couple of guys who weren't expecting to start today when this series got underway on Tuesday. Yordani Ventura making his first appearance for Brooklyn since being reinstated off the IL today, his first appearance with the Cyclones since the 23rd of May. Been on the IL since May the 28th, reinstated on Tuesday. Ventura making a couple of rehab appearances in the Florida State League, gave up just one unearned run in 2 1/3 innings. Ventura not expected to go very deep into the ballgame here today. Maybe about two innings or so. So expect a lot from the bullpen here today. As for Aberdeen, Daniel Lloyd set to make his first start of the season with Aberdeen, his first overall since he was rehabbing with a single A at Delmarva. Lloyd out of the bullpen with Aberdeen this year, 2-0, a 5.09 ERA. But both these guys weren't expecting to start as early as Tuesday afternoon. Was originally supposed to be Cade Morris for Brooklyn and Moises Chassé for Jersey Shore, but both of those pitchers traded at the deadline on Tuesday. Morris to the A's for Paul Blackburn, Chassé to the Phillies for Gregory Soto. So as a result, Ventura against Lloyd here tonight as the Cyclones try to make it back-to-back wins today. Other news involving the Cyclones, at least roster-wise, Joelmi Ramirez is back with the team after making his cameo appearance yesterday at AAA. Syracuse threw a scoreless ninth inning in the Mets' loss to the Columbus Clippers. And Jonathan Pintaro, who had been outstanding for Brooklyn in the month of July, he was transferred to AA. Binghamton will be set to make his AA debut this weekend. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll get you tonight's starting lineups presented by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. That now as Gilbert Gomez and Felipe Rojas Jr. starting the lineup exchange at home plate. We'll get you those starting nines and then come back for first pitch. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles in High A South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
vibes.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Back here from Aberdeen, Maryland. Lights have flickered on at the ballpark, but no real need for them just yet. Sun shining here in Aberdeen. A bit of a hazy Thursday afternoon as the Cyclones and Ironbirds get set for game number three of this six-game series. Both teams have taken one of the first two contests. As we take a look at tonight's starting lineups, our starting lineups brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for the Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their skipper Gilbert Gomez. Nick Morabito leads off. He is in left field. Jacob Reimer making his second start back with the Cyclones. He'll bat second and be at third base. Mateo Gil was a triple short of the cycle in the opening game yesterday. He'll bat third and be at first base. Kellum Clark is the DH hitting cleanup. Junior Tillian drove in two of Brooklyn's three runs with groundouts in game two yesterday. He'll bat fifth and be the shortstop. Jeffrey De Los Santos will bat sixth at second. Omar De Los Santos batting seventh in center. Christian Pregin is second straight start behind the plate. And Sebastian Castro rounds out the Brooklyn order. His first game since July the 21st. He'll bat ninth and be in right field with your Danny Ventura on the mound for Brooklyn today. 2-1, a 4.01 ERA in the South Atlantic League. Taking a look at Aberdeen's starting nine put together by their skipper That is Felipe Rojas, Jr. Leading off in center field, Enrique Bradfield, Jr. Douglas Hodo will bat second in left. Javian Josenberger doubled in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday. He'll bat third and play second. Reed Trimble makes his first start of the series in the field. He'll clean up in right. Adam Retzbach back behind the plate batting fifth. Carter Young, the walk-off hero from game one yesterday, bat sixth. He is at short. Jalen Vasquez, hitless yesterday, bat seventh at third base. Angel Tejada played first base in both games yesterday. He'll be the DH today, hitting eighth. And Carlos Rodriguez added to the roster today from the Florida Complex League, making his high A debut today. He will bat ninth and be at first base, a late add to the lineup after Luis Valdez was scratched. Daniel Lloyd, the right-hander on the mound, has made five relief appearances this year for Aberdeen, 2-0, a 5.09 ERA. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we will have a first pitch for you. Aberdeen and Brooklyn, Mets and Orioles in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Time for baseball on this Thursday night. Cyclones and Ironbirds getting ready for game two. Rather, really, day two, but game three of this six-game series. Daniel Lloyd warming up on the mound for the Ironbirds. A quick run-through of the Brooklyn lineup he'll face for those of you that missed it on the pregame. Show Morabito, Reimer, and Gill at the top. Clark Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos at the heart with Omar De Los Santos, Pregent, and Castro rounding out the starting nine. On the mound for the Ironbirds tonight, it is the aforementioned righty Daniel Lloyd making his first start with the Ironbirds this season. 6'3", 232 pounds. Will turn 24 this month from Somerville, South Carolina. Former draftee out of the University of South Carolina. First five outings with Aberdeen, 2-0, a 5.09 ERA, 18 hits, 17 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 2-18 strikeouts. Nick Morabito will lead things off for Brooklyn here in the top half of the first inning. Morabito had hits in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday. Our first pitch of the ballgame, first pitch swinging under the glove of Josenberger and into right center field for a base hit. Rounding first and stopping there is Morabito. One pitch, one hit, and the Cyclones have the leadoff man on to start the night. One pitch and a 103-mile-an-hour single off the bat of Nick Morabito. And the Cyclones in business. One on, nobody out for Jacob Reimer. So Morabito extends his hitting streak. He's now hit in six straight games, dating back to the weekend. Reimer 1-for-3 in the opening game yesterday. Morabito first pitch going. The pitch is high. The throw to second is late. Another stolen bag for Nick Morabito. That is his 46th stolen base of the season. Came into play today, seventh in minor league baseball. He has also now got 35 with the Cyclones. He is two away from tying Omar De Los Santos' single-season franchise record. Big leadoff is second. Now the 1-0 as Reimer takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Reimer doubled, was hit by a pitch in the opening game of yesterday's doubleheader. Overall this year, 9-for-35 at the plate with three RBI. The 2-0 inside and the count, three balls and no strikes. Reimer missing the first, a delayed called strike there from the home plate umpire. Thought I heard something late, but looked like Daniel Lloyd was helped out a little bit there by the home plate umpire. The 2-1. This comes inside. Sounded like it may have clipped Reimer, but that's what Gilbert Gomez is asking. Saying that it sounded like it hit the elbow guard. That's what I heard all the way up here. Well, that could be back-to-back missed calls by the home plate umpire. Looked like that first pitch, the 2-0, was inside. And it certainly sounded like that ball glanced off the elbow guard of Reimer. Our umpire and crew tonight, home plate umpire Shin Koishizawa and the base umpire Evan Anderson. It certainly sounded like that was the case. As of right now, it's 3-1 on Reimer. Really should be ball four regardless. And they're going to keep Reimer at home plate. That's just a missed call by this umpiring crew. Koishizawa, the guilty party there. So Reimer stays in the box instead of being hit by the pitch. I don't know if they felt Reimer didn't get out of the way. But either way, it's 3-1. Lloyd deals, and Reimer swings through a fastball. And the count full, 3-2. Reimer missing a lot of time on the 60-day IL with a severe hamstring injury. One of the Mets' top 30 prospects back on Brooklyn's active roster. The payoff pitch, Reimer a ground ball towards short. Runner breaks for third. Carter Young looks there, but his only play is to first, and that's where they'll get the out. So Reimer could have conceivably been on base, but because of the potential missed call there by the home plate umpire Koishizawa, it's a 6-3 ground out as Morabito moves to third. So the infield comes in for Aberdeen as Mateo Gill steps to the plate. Mateo came on for William Lugo in the sixth inning. In game two yesterday, fouls it off the hands. And the count 0-1. Gill was a triple short of the cycle in the opener. Singled in the first inning, rather the second inning. Homered in the fourth, and then doubled and scored in the sixth. The 0-1. Outside and low. Even a ball and a strike. Gill hitting at 230 with Brooklyn. Six home runs, 23 RBI. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Douglas Hodo, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Reed Trimble. The 1-1, and Gill, a high fly ball, deep left field. Back goes Hodo, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail on top of the visiting clubhouse. For the second straight day, Mateo Gill has played long ball to left field. a two-run shot, his seventh of the season, and the Cyclones take a 2-0 first inning lead. 98.6 off the bat, 396 feet off the barrel of Mateo Gil. Home run number 7 with the Cyclones. RBIs 24 and 25. And for the second straight game, Brooklyn has taken an early 2-run lead. This ballpark can play small for righty batters. Shorter porch out towards left. And Mateo has taken advantage the last 2 days. As Kellum Clark takes high, and the count 1-0. Clark hitting at 232 with Brooklyn, no homers and 8 RBI. The 1-0, and Clark fouls it off the hands, a ball and a strike. Third to first around the infield behind Lloyd. Jalen Vasquez, Carter Young, Tavian Josenberger, and Carlos Rodriguez. With Adam Retzbach, the catcher behind the plate. Here's the 1-1, outside and high. 2 balls and a strike. Clark reached base 3 times in game 2 yesterday. Singled off the very top of the right field wall, was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double, and also walked a couple of times. The 2-1, upstairs, 3 balls and a strike. Clark 1-for-5 overall yesterday, but hitting .373 in his last 15 games. Base is empty, 1 out, 2 in. The 3-1, and Clark takes outside ball 4. So Kellum works another walk, and Brooklyn with 1 on and 1 out for the shortstop, Junior Tillian. Carter Young, the shortstop, catcher Adam Retzbach, and now the pitching coach, Jordy Henry, out to have a talk with the right-hander. Fans, you've heard people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying taking pills at a party just once with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray, from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports by logging on to oasas.ny.gov. Again, that's oasas.ny.gov. So it's been a bumpy start for Daniel Lloyd tonight. Lloyd, as early as maybe 5 o'clock on Tuesday, wasn't expecting to start this ball game. But after the trade of Moises Chassé to the Phillies, and in some ways the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Lloyd now the starter. Runner breaks for second, swing and a miss by Tilly in the throw. 2 second. Barrels into center field. Clark realized late, and so he'll hold on at second base. Kellum Clark stole that one on the pitcher. Had a great jump from first, and a throw from Retzbach was wild. Just the second stolen base of the year for Clark, and the 5th of his professional career. The count 0-1 on Junior, and he takes up and away. It's a ball and a strike. Tillian drove in 2 runs in game 2 yesterday, also scored what turned out to be the winning run when he reached base on a pop fly that landed on the infield turf between 3 infielders. The 1-1, and Tillian uncorks this deep down the left field line, but this one well foul out towards the Little League and Ripken Baseball Complex. And the count 1-2 now on Junior. He obliterated that ball. 334 feet, but foul. Tillian hitting at 224 on the year. 4 home runs and 25 RBI. Runner at second with 1 out. Already a 2-0 Brooklyn lead. The 1-2 pitch, and Tillian, a high fly ball right field. Waiting now, drifting back is Trimble towards the line. From the sunshine to the shadows, makes the catch. Fires towards third, the throw, and Clark is out. What a great throw up from right fielder Reed Trimble as Kellum Clark thrown out trying to tag and advance to third, ending the inning. It looked like Trimble had some trouble picking up that baseball at first, but sticks with it to get the out at third base. But Brooklyn takes the lead on a two-run home run by Mateo Gil. Two runs on two hits, and nobody left at the end of the half. It's Brooklyn 2 and Aberdeen coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Making his first start for Brooklyn since May the 23rd, it is your Danny Ventura on the bump today. 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. With Brooklyn earlier this year, 9 appearances, 2 starts, 2-1, a 4.01 ERA, 24 hits, 24 and two-thirds innings, 10 walks, 28 strikeouts. Enrique Bradfield Jr. will lead off against him, and the first pitch fastball misses down, and the count 1-0. Bradfield yesterday extending his hitting streak to 13. The 1-0 on the inside corner at 94. It's even a ball and a strike. Bradfield Jr. was 2-for-3, stole a couple of bags in game 2, 3-for-6, and stole 3 bases total in yesterday's twin bill. The wind, the 1-1, down by the ankles. 2 balls and a strike. Another fastball from Yordani. Bradfield Jr. coming into play today, hitting at 286, 3 homers, 25 RBI. Leads the league in stolen bases, 8th in batting average, 2-1. And Bradfield pulls this one foul up the first baseline. And it's even 2-2. Ventura started a rehab stint at Single-A St. Lucie on July the 21st, made 2 appearances there, 1 as a starter, 1 out of the bullpen. Went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 1 unearned run on 2 hits. Hit a batter, but no walks, struck out 2. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and a breaking ball drops in there, strike 3 called. Welcome back to the active roster, Yordani Ventura. Throws Bradfield Jr. on a curveball, and there is one away in the first inning. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Douglas Hodo, the batter, righty against righty, and the first pitch from Ventura at the knees with the change, 0-1. Hodo yesterday extended his on-base streak to 10, was 2-for-6 in the doubleheader. The 0-1 inside and high. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodo hitting at 246 in the South Atlantic League. 4 home runs, 22 driven in. A 744 OPS. The 1-1 from Yordani. And Hodo fouls it off the home plate umpire. It's 1-2. Defensively behind Ventura tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Nick Morabito, Omar De Los Santos, and Sebastian Castro. From the first base side of the slab, now the 1-2. And this fouled in the air right side. Stays a ball and 2 strikes. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jr. Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Mateo Gil, with Christian Pregent, the catcher, behind the plate. The 1-2 again. This time low. Fastball from Ventura. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yordani pitching for the first time since Friday through an inning and two-thirds out of the bullpen for St. Lucie against Palm Beach. Slider misses outside. Checked his swing, did not go in the count full 3-2. Inning and two-thirds, no runs, a hit. No walks, a strikeout through 24 pitches. Here's the payoff. Outside and low, ball four. So Hodo works a walk. And the Ironbirds with one on and one out for the switch hitting Tavian Josenberger. Ventura not expected to go much deeper than two innings or so today. And his first game back with Brooklyn, Josenberger. Great doubleheader yesterday, was 3-for-5. Had a double in each game, drove in two runs, also walked twice and stole a bag. Ventura from the stretch, and he misses a fastball inside. 1-0. Josenberger hitting at 217, seven home runs and 33 batted in. Been on a power kick since coming back off the IL. Throw over to first, and Hodo just back safely. Good move there from Yordani. Nearly picked off Hodo. Now Hodo can run, just like pretty much everyone on this Aberdeen roster. Hodo tied for sixth in the league this year with 31 stolen bases. The 1-0 pitch. Inside and low, two balls, no strikes. Josenberger, since coming back, tied for third in the league in doubles, tied for fourth in extra base hits, and tied for seventh in stolen bases since the final day of June. Throw over, and the ball gets away from Mateo Gil all the way towards the railing of the first base dugout, and that's going to allow Hodo to take second base. So an errant pickoff throw from Ventura, allowing Hodo to take an extra bag. And that will be an error on Yordani. And so the Ironbirds are the man in scoring position in one out. 2-0 the count on Josenberger. The righty lets it fly, and the 2-0 pulled on the ground at first. Staying down on it is Gill. He'll take it to the bag for the out, as Hodo advances to third. So a productive out. Well, Ventura now an out away from escaping the inning. And that'll bring up Reed Trimble. Trimble ending the top of the frame with that 9-5 double play throughout. Kellum Clark trying to tag up on a flyout. Trimble 0-for-6 in the doubleheader yesterday. Did walk and steal a base. And the first pitch he sees tonight, fastball in by the knees at 95, 1-0. It's good to see Ventura's velocity up there, 94, 95 or so. Was really sitting in the low 90s last year. The 1-0 pitch, inside and low, two balls and no strikes. Trimble struck out in all three at-bats in game two, but did score the winning run as the auto runner in game one, hitting at 239 with the Ironbirds. Three long balls and 20 RBI. Runner at third with two out. 2-0 the count, 2-0 Brooklyn. The 2-0 pitch, and Trimble fights it off the hands to the press level. And the count 2-1. Trimble had a seven-game on base streak snapped in game two yesterday. Missed a lot of time on the IL. Last year and this year, missed about 2 months this season. The 2-1. Trimble, a high fly ball left side. And this one will make it to the upper level of the seating bowl. And the count 2-2. Brooklyn, a two-run Mateo Gil home run. The only run so far. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Ironbirds have a man at third, though. Ventura's 2-2 offering. Hit on the ground, up the middle, fielded by De Los Santos to his right. Sets his feet, throws strong on to first, and they get the hustling Trimble to end the inning. So Aberdeen threatens, but can't do anything with a one-out walk at the end of an inning. It is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Daniel Lloyd back to the mound for Aberdeen as we head to the top of the second inning. Brooklyn a 2-0 advantage. Calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book. Getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Jeffrey De Los Santos, Omar De Los Santos, and Christian Pregent. The three due up in the inning. First pitch to Jeffrey is a breaking ball at the letters, and the count 0-1. Jeffrey, 1-for-4 in yesterday's doubleheader, drove in the tying run in the opener. The pitch, and Jeffrey fouls it off the catcher, 0-2. Jeffrey hitting .198 with Brooklyn, 45-for-227, 5 homers, 28 batted in. Time to start turning it around at the plate. Had a month of July worth forgetting. Chokes up the 0-2. High, a ball and two strikes, but Jeffrey hit just .132 in July. Was 9-for-68. But last five games towards the tail end of the homestand, the 1-2. High, two balls and two strikes. Really dating back to Friday. Starting to see a little bit of an uptick in the right direction. 5-for-16. 7 RBI in his last five games. The 2-2 inside with a breaking ball. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aberdeen tonight wearing the Powder Blues. Iron Birds in white script across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. The payoff pitch outside, ball 4. So Jeffrey works a walk. That's his fourth free pass in the last six games. And Brooklyn with the leadoff man on for the second time in as many innings. Brings up Omar De Los Santos. Had a tough doubleheader yesterday. Was 0-for-6, struck out a couple of times. Getting out of .159 with the Cyclones in 55 games. Throw over. And Jeffrey dives back. Omar 27-for-170. 6 homers, 18 RBI. Lloyd from the third base side of the slab. And Omar puts it in the air, center field, sending Bradfield Jr. back, away back. It's over his head. One hop off the warning track. Stays in the field to play. That's good news for Brooklyn. Jeffrey De Los Santos will score. And the throw to third late as Omar is in there standing. The ball stayed in the field of play instead of bouncing over the fence for a ground rule double. So instead of second and third and nobody out, it's a runner at third and a run in, and the Cyclones lead 3-0. Omar with his second triple of the year, his 19th RBI, and the Cyclones a 3-0 advantage. Omar sending that one 101 miles an hour over the center fielder Bradfield Jr.'s head. And now the infield in for Christian Pregent. who swings and pops it in the air. Foul, 0-1. Pregent drove in the go-ahead run yesterday with a ground out to third. Also walked in game two. Infield in. The one strike pitch, and Pregent rips it down the right field line, but this hooking foul. 0-2 on the catcher. Pregent hitting 186 on the year, 22 for 118. One homer and 12 batted in. Hit 241 in July, his best month offensively. The 0-2 breaking ball up and in. One ball and two strikes. Lloyd been pretty much even balls and strikes so far tonight. A walk and a triple has started the second inning. Brooklyn up by three. The 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Lloyd and Aberdeen got those white pants on tonight. Lloyd has them all the way down to the ankles. White and blue Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. The 2-2. Pregent takes one low. Good spot there from Lloyd, a full count. Two-tone cap, white front panel, powder blue back panel, and bill with the silver Iron Bird Jet logo on the front. The payoff pitch, high ball four. So Pregent works another walk. Second free pass from Lloyd in the inning. His third tonight. And the Cyclones with runners at the corners. Still nobody out for Sebastian Castro. Castro returning to Brooklyn yesterday from the Complex League. Obviously, the Complex League season over. So after he departed Brooklyn on July the 22nd, has not played. Last game with the Cyclones was back on July the 21st. First pitch to the lefty batter. He swings and fouls it straight back, 0-1. Castro had his best game with Brooklyn in his last game. That Sunday game against Jersey Shore went 2-for-5. Was 2-for-11 in that series with a walk. Lefty batter, the 0-1. Breaking ball pulled foul up the first baseline. And the count 0-2. Castro missed all of last year with injury. Overall, just 15 for 110 on the season. Between the FCL, single A, and high A. Behind in the count 0-2, Omar De Los Santos, the runner at third. Pregent, the man at first, with nobody out. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. Castro decided to swing late on an elevated pitch and just came up empty. So Lloyd picks up the first out of the inning. That's his first strikeout tonight. Runners remain at the corners for Nick Morabito. Morabito singled, stole a base, and scored it in the first. And he takes a breaking ball strike, 0-1. Dimensions here in Aberdeen, 3-10 down either line. And 4-0-4 to the left and right of dead center field. The 0-1, Morabito line, drive left field, base hit. Omar De Los Santos will score. Pregent stops at second. Morabito's 2-for-2 tonight. He's got an RBI as well, and it's 4-0 Cyclones. 15th RBI with Brooklyn for Morabito, and his 25th this year. Couple of well-stung line drives from Nick so far tonight. And Brooklyn already four runs on four hits. And now it's Jacob Reimer. Grounded out to short in his first at-bat. The righty offers. And Reimer takes a strike at the letters. 0-1. The one-strike pitch. Reimer a high pop-up. Shallow right field. Out is the first baseman Rodriguez racing into his left. Trimble makes the catch. Couple of steps in fair ground for the second out. Long run in and to his left for the right fielder. but able to make the play. And two down in the inning for Mateo Gillow at a two-run homer in his first at-bat. Gill, a two-run homer back in the first. Brooklyn has followed that up with two more in the second. First pitch, slider outside, 1-0. Pregent at second, Morabito at first with two out. 4-0 Brooklyn. The 1-0, and Gill out in front. Change up from Lloyd that time. One ball and one strike. Gill, another batter, heating up, including tonight. 8 for his last 19 with four extra base hits, two doubles, and two home runs. The 1-1 drops in there, a strike, and it's 1-2. Quiet night here in Aberdeen. Was humid here earlier, still pretty warm, 92 degrees according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 96 as the sun sets. The 1-2 pitch, and Gill, a pop-up in the infield. Who's calling for it? Carter Young waves everybody off on the green shaded turf. In front of the second base bag, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Cyclones add to their lead. They pick up two runs on two hits. Two men left at the end of one and a half. It's 4-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jordani Ventura back to the mound for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the second inning through 20 pitches to throw a scoreless first inning. And Luis G. Moreno already up and throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen. Moreno started earlier this year in the Independent Mexican League, and so we'll see if he can provide some length to the Cyclones tonight. But Ventura, through 24 pitches in his last outing. So we'll see how much further he goes with his pitch count near that already tonight. Adam Retzbach to lead off the bottom of the second. And the fastball from Ventura misses down for ball one. Retzbach, a two-run single in game one yesterday, was 1-for-3. A 1-0 low. Two balls and no strikes. Retzbach getting 186. 36 for 194, five home runs, and 33 batted in. The righty's 2-0, and Retzbach rolls over on one and short. Off the end of the bat, fielded by Tillian. Throw to first in plenty of time for the opening out of the second inning. Brings up the shortstop, Carter Young. And the walk-off sack fly in the opener yesterday was 1-for-6 in the doubleheader. Hitting 206 on the season, 58-for-282. First pitch from Jordani. Fastball up and in. One ball, no strikes. Young, 5 home runs, 31 RBI, but a 1-0 pitch. Misses low, 2 balls and no strikes. Third baseman Reimer off the line, and even with the third base back. The 2-0, and Young steps in the bucket trying to hit the fastball down. It's 2-1. Young, though, last 36 games since the 8th of June. Really turned his season around. He's top 10 in the league in batting average since then. 2-1. Fouled behind the plate, 2-2. Young hitting 294 over the last almost 2 months. OPS up over 820 in that span. And has hit all 5 of his home runs in that stretch. Bases empty with one out. The 2-2 coming. And Young takes up and away a full count. Good pitch from Ventura. Didn't get the call on the changeup. Jalen Vasquez, the third baseman tonight on deck. The payoff. And Young in the air, deep left field. Sending the left fielder Morabito back away. Back he leaps and he makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Nick Morabito to take away extra bases from Carter Young in front of the Cyclones left field bullpen. Young doubled out in that direction last night. Also hit the walk-off sack fly in game one out there as well. But this time, Morabito, a stupendous play. And that'll be all for Yordani Ventura and his first start back with Brooklyn. An inning two-thirds of scoreless ball. But now it is up to the bullpen the rest of the way. Great to see Ventura have a scoreless sheet in his first game back. Moreno on to try and get the final out of the second inning. Base is empty, 4-0 Brooklyn. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot. Pre-game snack or a post-game drink. Luis G. Moreno. First pitch to Jalen Vasquez. Misses outside and low, and the count 1-0. Ventura 1 2/3 innings in his first game back with Brooklyn. But that was to be expected as the 1-0 at the knees. 1-1. Vasquez, lefty batter, the 1-1. Inside and low, 2-2. Moreno, the right-hander, 6'2", 174 pounds. Will celebrate his 26th birthday on Saturday from Santa Rosa, Colombia. The 2-1 rolled up the first baseline. It's 2-2. Final line for Ventura officially, an inning and at 2/3. No runs, no hits, a walk and a strikeout. 29 pitches, 14 strikes. The 2-2 delivery. And this one blasted in the air to right. Going back is Castro to the warning track, makes the catch as he backpedals onto the brown shaded turf. And Moreno combines with Ventura to work a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. After two, it's 4-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to brooklyncyclones.com.
Part of the lineup due up for Brooklyn in the third, Kellum Clark, Junior Tilley, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Cyclones out to a 4-0 lead tonight. Kellum Clark walked back in the first. Daniel Lloyd for his third inning of work. And he starts Kellum off with a breaking ball strike. And the count 0-1. Lloyd from the middle of the rubber. Works from the stretch exclusively. One strike pitch up and away. And the count 1-1. Lights on here at the stadium. Shadows now covering the entire playing surface as we near the 8 o'clock hour. The 1-1. Clark fouls it in and out at the glove of the catcher, Retzbach. 1-2 now on Clark. A couple of former SEC opponents. Clark out of Mississippi State. Lloyd out of South Carolina. 1-2. Way high, two balls and two strikes. Lloyd making his first start since June the 23rd. That was when he was still on rehab with Single-A Delmarva. Well, has been pitching longer relief outings lately as this one lined by Clark in a shallow right for a base hit. Trimble thinking about throwing behind the runner at first, but no chance to get Clark hustling up the line. So Kellum on base for the second time today. And once again, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on against Lloyd. Done that in all three innings today. One on and nobody out for Junior Tillian. Flied into the inning-ending double play. Back in the first frame. Takes high 1-0. But Lloyd, last time out against Jersey Shore on Friday, went 4 2/3 innings. That was a season long. Threw a season high 64 pitches and 45 strikes. The 1-0, Tillian back towards us out of play. 1-1. Gave up two runs on six hits. Last two outings has thrown 60 or more pitches. That was his 50th. And nobody out in the third. Runner goes. The 1-1 is outside. Throw down a second by Retzbach late. Kellum Clark has read Daniel Lloyd like a book tonight. That is the second time Clark has stolen a bag on the pitcher. And Clark with now more stolen bases today than he had in the entire year combined entering the night. It's 2-1 on Tillian. The righty deals, and this one floated out towards shallow left center field, and that's going to dunk in for a base hit. Clark content to stop at third. It'll be a base hit for Junior Tillian. And the Cyclones with back-to-back singles to start the third. Looking for more. They have runners at the corners and nobody out. Jeffrey De Los Santos started the rally last inning with a walk. Scored on the Omar De Los Santos triple. And now he'll step to the plate with runners at the corners in the third inning. Corners are in, middle infield at double play depth. First pitch to Jeffrey, a fastball high at 91-0. But Lloyd making his first start today for Aberdeen since August the 13th of last year. Ironically enough, that was against the Cyclones. The 1-0. High, two balls and no strikes. Gave up three runs, six hits in five innings on Coney Island. Took the loss in that ball game last August the 13th. The 2-0, and Jeffrey takes up and in for a strike. Count 2-1, but Lloyd, a former 14th round pick, spent all of last year with Aberdeen. Throw over to first, and Tillian in standing up. Brooklyn up 4-0. They have men at first and third and nobody out. We're only in the top of the third inning. 2-1 on Jeffrey De Los Santos, the second baseman. Runner breaks from first. Jeffrey pops it in the air. Third base side, Vasquez over towards the dugout. But that one a row back into the seats, 2-2. Might have been a hit and run put in play there from Brooklyn. Tillian had a good jump from first base. Clark the runner at third. Tillian leads off first. The 2-2 outside, a full count. Crowd wanted the call, but that pitch wasn't particularly close. Retzbach reaching into the righty batter's box. Omar De Los Santos on deck. Throw over to first, and Tillian able to sashay around the tag of Rodriguez. There is action now. And Aberdeen's right field bullpen, a right-hander up and throw it. Want to say that's Zane Barnhart. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, and it hit him. Tried to throw a breaking ball, and it caught Jeffrey just below his rear end on that front right leg. So Jeffrey on base for the second time. And the Cyclones have loaded the bases with nobody out for Omar De Los Santos. Once again, the pitching coach out of the dugout. That is Jordy Henry. Has made a habit of taking trips to the mound so far tonight. But indeed, that is Barnhart up in the Aberdeen bullpen in right field. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours for safety and quality. Like the Cyclones are getting right now on the road, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Jordy Henry back to the dugout. Everyone back to their positions. And now Omar De Los Santos with the bases loaded. Omar, an RBI triple in his last at-bat. Was hitless yesterday, but swinging a better bat as of late. First pitch to him is popped up in the infield. And that's not going to get the job done. Infield fly rule in effect. And Carter Young makes the catch while straddling the infield turf for the first out of the inning. Well, Omar swings away on the first pitch and pops it up. And now a ground ball could get Aberdeen out of the inning unscathed. So one away for Christian Preachin, who walked in his first at-bat. A First pitch, and Pregen a line drive through the left side, a base hit. Clark will score. Holding at third is Tillian. Everyone goes station to station. Christian Pregen an RBI single. His second time on base today, and Brooklyn now leads 5-0. 102.5 off the bat of Pregen. His 13th RBI of the year, and the Cyclones continue to tack on, and now the bases stay loaded for Sebastian Castro. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat in the second. The righty delivers, and Castro takes high for ball one. Lloyd up over 60 pitches now. I have to imagine he's nearing the end of his line. The 1-0 drops in for a strike, and the count 1-1. Mention Lloyd, 64 pitches a season high in his last outing. You couple that with the 5 runs allowed tonight. The 1-1, bouncing ball up the first baseline, but it stays foul. And it's 1-2 on Castro. But both these teams a tad bit shorthanded with their pitching staffs after the deadline. So trying to squeeze every out they can out of as few arms as they can. Bases loaded, one away and one run in. The 1-2 coming. Castro takes the fastball up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castro, a youngster, just 19 years old, will turn 20 at the end of the month. The 2-2. Castro, a high fly ball, but this one will get out of play to the left. And it remains even. Tillian at third, Jeffrey De Los Santos at second, and Pregent the runner at first. The righty's 2-2. Outside 3-2. Oh, good pitch there from Lloyd, but just a hair outside. And right now, Lloyd nowhere to put him. Bases loaded, one out. Brooklyn already up by 5 with 1 in this third frame. The payoff pitch. Outside ball, 4. He walked him. Sebastian Castro with his first high ARBI. A bases loaded walk makes it 6-0. And the Cyclones have put up a crooked number in each of the first 3 innings tonight against the right-hander Lloyd. And that'll be all for him this evening. Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the first base dugout. And he'll make a Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen. Zane Barnhart will face the top of Brooklyn's lineup when we come back. Brooklyn still with the bases loaded and one out. It'll be Morabito against Barnhart when we return right here from Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Zane Barnhart now on for the Ironbirds, 5'10", 205 pounds, 22 years old from Towson, Maryland. Orioles 17th round pick last year comes on for Daniel Lloyd with the bases loaded and one out. Brooklyn has scored exactly two in each of the first three innings tonight, trying to extend that six-run advantage even further here. Nick Morabito has a couple of singles, a stolen base, and an RBI tonight. Drove in the fourth run an inning ago. Barnhart looks off towards second, and his first pitch to Morabito, swing and a miss. The breaking ball from the righty, it's 0-1. The numbers for Barnhart so far this year, making his 22nd appearance since joining Aberdeen on May the 2nd. 2-1 record, a 2.81 ERA. Here's the 0-1, and Morabito, a high fly ball out into shallow center. Infield fly rule again in effect, and Carter Young on the outfield turf this time makes the catch for the second out. So both outs in this inning have been infield flies. Omar De Los Santos and now Morabito. And so two away in the inning for Jacob Reimer. As grounded out to short and flied out to right, 0 for 2. Barnhart does have a save, 22 hits, 32 innings, 21 walks to 36 strikeouts. Struggled a bit his last 10 times out. ERA up over 4.5. First pitch to him, and Reimer takes downstairs, 1-0. Jeffrey De Los Santos at third, Pregin at second, Castro at first. Brooklyn two runs in this inning on a Pregin RBI single and a bases-loaded walk to Castro. 6-0 advantage. The 1-0 in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Barnhart pitching for the first time since Saturday against Jersey Shore. Gave up a season-high tying two runs. Only one was earned on a season-high tying three hits in an inning and two-thirds. Here's the 2-0. And Reimer swings away, fouls it through the legs of Retzbach. And the count 2-1. Barnhart out of Hillsdale College in the state of Michigan. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Top of the third inning. 6-0 Brooklyn as Barnhart asks for time. Mateo Gill waiting on deck. The 2-1. And Reimer drops to a knee out in front of the off speed. And the count even 2-2. Barnhart entered. Bases loaded, one out. Trying to strand the bases loaded and keep the score right where it is. Aberdeen will have 8-9-1 due up in their half of the inning. The 2-2. Reimer, a big bouncing ball to third. Leaping play there from his feet. Vasquez, first baseman Rodriguez can't handle it. Everybody's safe. Vasquez had to leap to grab the bouncing ball over at third. And as his feet hit the turf, fire to first base. The throw was low. Rodriguez listed as a catcher on the roster. Couldn't make the scoop, and Brooklyn leads 7-0. I imagine that'll go down as an error on the third baseman. But now it's Mateo Gill, the ninth man to bat in the inning, as this a foul ball off the catcher's mitt, 0-1. Mateo, a two-run homer, and a pop-up to short tonight. The one-strike pitch, and a swing and a miss. Bat goes flying into the stands all the way to the back row of the lower seating bowl. Everybody's all right. It landed at the feet of a couple of fans who raised the bat like a trophy, and now Mateo walking towards the third base dugout to try and retrieve it. Oh, a bat becomes a projectile. A lot of places nowadays, when you see the bat go flying like that up by their baseline, They end up getting stuck in the netting, but clearly the netting juts down a little bit by the third base dugout, allowing the bat to go flying over it. And Gilbert Gomez, the Cyclones manager, as they return the bat to Mateo, tossing a ball up in the direction of the fans who return Mateo's bat as a way to say thank you and make sure they leave the ballpark tonight with at least a souvenir, if not more. So 0-2 on Gill. Three runs in for Brooklyn. Bases still loaded with two out. The 0-2 offering. This hit on the ground up the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman, Josenberger. Flips to the shortstop, Young, to get the force at second and retire the side. But Brooklyn sends all nine batters to the plate in the third inning and pick up three runs on three hits and error. And the bases left full. At the end of two and a half, it's 7-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
It's been a good start for Brooklyn. They've got a touchdown on the scoreboard, and they even hit the PAT. 7-0 Brooklyn. As we head to the bottom of the third inning, Angel Tejada, Carlos Rodriguez, Enrique Bradfield Jr. Third to face, Luis G. Moreno out for his first full inning of relief. Came on, got the final out of the second for Yordani Ventura. And the first pitch to Moreno misses low. And the count 1-0. Angel Tejada, the batter. First at bat tonight for him was 2-for-6 in the doubleheader yesterday. The 1-0 outside and high, 2 balls and no strikes. Tejada hitting at 205, 17-for-83 at the high A level. A homer and 6 batted in. 2-0, and this one lined out towards right. Back on it is Castro, but he'll reach up to make the catch for the first out of the third inning. One away for Carlos Rodriguez, coming to bat for the first time in his high A career. 20-year-old catcher playing first base tonight, added to the roster today from the Complex League. Had a great year down in Complex Ball. Orioles Complex in Sarasota, Florida, hit .338 in 26 games. No home runs, 14 RBI. First pitch swinging, righty batter hits it in the air to right. Back into his left, Castro onto the warning track. Makes the catch for the second out. So a couple of F9s in the inning. And back to the top of the order. And Enrique Bradfield Jr., who struck out looking against Ventura in the first. Numbers for Moreno so far this year, making his fifth appearance with Brooklyn. 1-1, a 4.05 ERA. 4 hits, 6 2/3 innings. 5 walks, 8 strikeouts. First pitch to Bradfield. Drops in for a strike, 0-1. Moreno took the loss on Saturday. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits and an inning and 2/3. The 0-1 fouled away. And the count 0-2. Final line for Aberdeen starter Daniel Lloyd. Two and a third innings, seven runs, six earned, seven hits, four walks, and a strikeout. Did hit a batter, 67 pitches, 37 strikes. Bases empty, two out in the bottom of the third. Moreno looking for a 1-2-3 frame. The 0-2 to Bradfield. Inside and low, having the batter bounce back. One and two. Twilight sky here in Aberdeen. 7-0 Cyclones. 1-2. High, two balls and two strikes. Pregent liked the spot, though. 96 up. Pregent a couple of points with his glove out to Moreno to say, hey, good job, hit your spot. 2-2. Bradfield rolls it towards the first base dugout. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Bradfield, the Orioles' first-round pick last year out of Vanderbilt. And the two Vanderbilt alums on this roster. The 2-2 up and away, a full count. There could be a third, but there is rumors that he will end up at Double-A. Patrick Riley was acquired by the Orioles from the Pirates at the deadline on Tuesday. A payoff pitch, and Bradfield skee-balls it off the mound. Couple of hops to the shortstop, Tillian behind second, throws to first in time, inning over. Well, a bad break there for Bradfield, hit it hard, kicked off the top hill of the mound, but right at the shortstop, Tillian, who makes the play to close out a 1-2-3 inning. Moreno, a 11-pitch frame. We head to the fourth, 7-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Well, it's been all Cyclones through three innings tonight. They've hung a crooked number on the scoreboard in each of the first three frames. They have a 7-0 lead. 4-5 at 6, due up for Brooklyn against Zane Barnhart out for his first full inning of relief. Kellum Clark has walked and singled, started the rally for the Cyclones last inning. So here is Clark. Been on base twice tonight. And Barnhart from the windup. His first pitch. And Clark takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 7 hits and error. They have left 5. Aberdeen, no runs, no hits and error. They have left 1. As Clark takes low. And the count even. 1 ball, 1 strike. The 1-1 delivery, and Clark fights it off the hands towards the left side. Fielded by Vasquez to his left. Double clutch, but the throw to first in time to get Clark. And the leadoff man retired in the top of the fourth inning. First time Aberdeen's retired the leadoff man tonight. And that'll bring up Junior Tillian as fly to right and single. Came around to score last inning. First pitch to him, and Tillian, a sharp ground ball to short. Scooped up on the forehand by Young, low throw, dug out on the forehand by Rodriguez. And two quick ground ball outs for the Ironbirds defensively in the fourth inning. Base is empty. Two away for Jeffrey De Los Santos. A walk and a hit by pitch tonight. Has scored both times, but no official at-bats yet in this ballgame. Lefty batter with an open stance. His bright blue cleats matching the opponent's uniforms. Pitch to Jeffrey at the knees, a strike. And it's 0-1. Series continuing tomorrow night, another 7:05 start. Will be that way on Saturday as well. A one-strike pitch inside 1-1. Felipe De La Cruz will get the ball for Brooklyn. 3-6, a 4.48 ERA. No listed starter yet for Aberdeen. That's their final TBA of the series. 1-1. Jeffrey pops it up. In the infield, who's calling for it? Second baseman Josenberger waves everybody off. And in between, the pitcher's mound at first base makes the catch to close out Aberdeen's first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Barnhart retires the side in order on seven pitches through 3.5. Luis G. Moreno back to work. 7-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch Package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Luis G. Moreno out for his second full inning of relief. Not sure what we're waiting for. Everybody sort of staring off towards center field, it looked like. Douglas Hodo now digging into the box. We can start the home fourth inning. 2-3-4 due up for the Ironbirds. Brooklyn up by 7. First pitch to Hodo shows bunt, pulls back. And a fastball over for a strike. And it's 0-1. On the third base side of the mound, the one-strike pitch, and Hodo bouncing ball to short. Waiting on the second hop is Tillian. Good throw, good stretch by Gill. And they get the speedy left fielder for the first out of the fourth inning. One up, one down for Tavian Josenberger. Ground out to first and his only at-bat tonight. Give you a look around the South Atlantic League on this 1st of August. Brooklyn entering play today, 5 back of first place Greensboro in the North. First pitch to the switch hitter. Batting lefty against the righty, and Josenberger watches a strike 0-1. Roman Bowling Green, though, were rained out due to wet grounds at Advent Health Stadium. A one-strike pitch down by the ankles, 1-1. They'll try and make it up as a doubleheader on Sunday. The 1-1. Change up low. It's 2 balls and a strike. Bottom of the sixth right now in Hudson Valley. Renegades a 4-3 lead on Jersey Shore. Rock Reggio, Jay Zavina have gone deep for the Renegades. The 2-1. This one blasted out towards right, but it'll hang up for Castro, Drops to his knees, but able to make the catch with the bend in those knees. Hard liner from Josenberger, but nothing to show for it. Two away for Reed Trimble. Round out to second in his only at-bat tonight. Troy Schrepler, a solo homer for Jersey Shore, his sixth of the year. Third baseman Reimer off the line. First pitch, the lefty batter down and in for ball one. Bottom of the seventh in North Carolina. Hickory a 3-1 lead on Asheville. Sebastian Walcott his 10th home run of the year for the Crawdads. The 1-0. Trimble takes inside. Another fastball at 95, 2-0. Crawdads also getting a home run in that game from Arturo Disla. His first career high A homer. 2-0 pitch, line drive right center field, and that's going to be Aberdeen's first hit of the ballgame. Over in right center to grab it is Castro. Reed Trimble stops at first. And Aberdeen with a two-out base runner. One on for Adam Retzbach. Retzbach ground out to short in his only at-bat today. Bottom of the fifth right now in Winston-Salem. Dash a 2-1 lead on Greensboro. William Bergoya, who had been with Jersey Shore, making his Winston-Salem debut tonight as Retzbach takes the fastball inside. Bergoya going to the Phillies, to the White Sox at the deadline for Tanner Banks. Throw to first, and Trimble dives in. Bergoya 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI in his White Sox organization debut. Derek Diamond for the Grasshoppers, Shane Murphy for the Dash. The 1-0, and Retzbach checks his swing, takes high. Two balls and no strikes. Bottom of the fifth in Greenville. The Drive have scored in four straight innings. They lead 4-0 over Wilmington. Alan Castro, his 13th home run of the year, the 2-0 pitch, and Retzbach swings through the fastball. 2-1. Eduardo Lopez adding his sixth home run of the year. Yordani Monegro for the Drive. Jose Atencio for the Blue Rocks. Runner goes at 2-1 high, and Pregent lost it on the transfer. They count 3-1 on Retzbach. But Reed Trimble picks up a stolen base. That's his 20th of the year without being caught. So a man in scoring position with two out. And a 3-1 count on the catcher. Moreno deals. And there's a fastball down the chute. A called strike 3-2. Only other game in the league tonight is the one right here. That's your look around the South Atlantic League on this 1st of August, 2024. Runner at second. Big lead there, the payoff pitch. Outside and low, ball four. So Moreno offers a walk. Back-to-back two-out base runners. As Pregent looking for some direction from the third base dugout before signaling signs to his defense. So the Ironbirds with their best opportunity of the night. They have two on with two out for Carter Young. Young flied out to deep left. That was the final batter Yordani Ventura faced. Young was robbed of extra bases on a great catch by Nick Morabito. The righty fires, and Young laid on the high heater. 0-1. And looking at the league standings right now, Greensboro entered play today. Losers of 8 of their last 10 still have a game lead over Aberdeen in the second half. The 0-1. High, a ball and a strike. Wilmington in third, a game and a half back. Jersey Shore in fourth, two back. Hudson Valley in fifth, two and a half back. Brooklyn and dead last, they're only six behind, rather five behind, first place Greensboro. A 1-1. Bottom of the zone at 95, it's 1-2. And the South Bowling Green has a two-game lead on Greenville. With Hickory in third, four back. Winston-Salem in fourth, six behind. As Moreno steps off. Trimble at second, Retzbach at first. Two out, bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn leads this one 7-0. A 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. A minor fist pump from Moreno. Got him on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And he strands a pair in the inning. Ironbirds get their first hit, but nothing else doing. No runs, one hit, two men left. Four complete, 7-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Well, Zane Barnhart's first full inning out of the bullpen was a good one. 1-2-3 on seven pitches as he's back to work in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos, taken outside for ball one. Omar, RBI triple and an infield fly pop-up tonight. A 1-0 off the hands. And it's even a ball and a strike. Omar, Christian Pregent, Sebastian Castro. Three scheduled to bat in the top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Brooklyn up 7-0. The 1-1. And Omar pulls his head out early on the change. And the count 1-2. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Here in the top of the fifth. Give you the answer in the home sixth. Barnhart, toes angled towards third. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball up and away at 93. And Barnhart picks up the K. That is his first tonight. And one out in the fifth inning for Christian Pregent. So Barnhart has settled in nicely. He's retired five in a row. And the first pitch to Pregent is downstairs for ball one. Pregent a walk and an RBI single tonight. But our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As that 1-0 off the mask of the catcher. And the count, two balls, no strikes. Our question today, among players who pitched for both the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Mets, who has the most career strikeouts? The wind, the 2-0. And Pregent looks at a fastball strike, 2-1. Again, that question is, among players who pitched for both the Orioles and the Mets, who had the most career strikeouts? The 2-1. Pregent chops it towards short to his left. Young gathers and throws for the second out. Six straight retired by Barnhart. Brings up Sebastian Castro. Has struck out, a bases loaded walk in his last trip. Give the answer in the bottom of the sixth. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. This is not combined strikeouts between the Orioles and Mets. This is most career strikeouts from players who played for both of those teams. First pitch, the lefty batter is outside with the heat. 94 that time from Barnhart, 1-0. No action in Brooklyn's bullpen, so have to imagine Moreno will come back out for the bottom of the fifth. The 1-0, high, two balls and no strikes. That's where Moreno, starting earlier this year in the independent Mexican leagues, really helped out, made five starts for Tigres de Quintana Roo before the Mets signed him. The 2-0, and Castro sends it back. And the count 2-1. He did go as far as five innings in those games. So while he may not be stretched out that deep right now, something he has done this season as recently as the 31st of May. 2-1. Inside, three balls and a strike. With the top of the lineup and Nick Morabito on deck. Base is empty. And now Barnhart steps off. Wants a new baseball. And they're going to call a violation on Barnhart. And as a result, Castro is going to be awarded first base. I'm not sure what that was from Barnhart. I don't know if it was too many disengagements during the at-bat. But he stepped off, threw the ball towards the first base dugout. And the home plate umpire waved off everything that happened and signaled four. And Castro to first base. See what that is put down officially as Nick Morabito takes down and away for ball one. It's not an intentional walk. It's a pitch clock violation. Is what they officially ruled it as. The 1-0. Outside 2-0. Morabito 2-for-3. Couple of singles. An RBI, a stolen base. Infield fly pop up with the bases loaded in his last at bat. The 2-0. And Morabito laid on the fastball tailing in. Two balls and a strike. Brooklyn up 7-0. Runner at first and two out in the top of the fifth. Morabito wags that bat behind his head. Now the 2-1. Morabito off the end of the bat, out of play. And it's even 2-2. Morabito, four multi-hit games. Out of the last six, he has played. And has had base hits in all six of those contests. The 2-2. High, a fastball up. And it's full 3-2. Aberdeen's bullpen back in motion out in right field. To say that's Cooper Chandler getting ready out in the outfield. Looks like he's wearing a number 7, and I don't think they're throwing Graham Fyrevet for a second straight day. Runner will be off. The payoff pitch. This hit on the ground up the middle, fielded by Young to his left. Only played at first. That's where he'll get the out. And the side retired. No runs, no hits, one man left on a walk at the end of 4.5. Luis G. Moreno back to the mound once again. Brooklyn still leads 7-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Luis G. Moreno back to the mound. Out for his third full inning of relief tonight. Jalen Vasquez, Angel Tejada, Carlos Rodriguez, bottom third of the Aberdeen lineup, due up against him in the inning. And Moreno's first pitch fastball misses down and in, 1-0. Jalen Vasquez flied out to deep right in his first at-bat. 0-1 today. The 1-0. And this line towards short, caught by the shortstop, Tillian, ranging to his right. At such a late burst, he almost overran that line drive. It almost reached back behind him to make the play. But Junior able to snag it. One down in the fifth brings up Angel Tejada, lined out to right in his first trip. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. The righty deals, and Tejada in the air down the line and right. Racing after it, Gill, but a souvenir 0-1. Question today is, among pitchers who threw for both the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Mets, who finished their big league career with the most strikeouts? The 0-1 hit on the ground left side and through the 5.5 hole for a base hit. Placed perfectly between Reimer and Tillian. Angel Tejada has a hit in all three games in the series. And the Ironbirds with one on, one out for Carlos Rodriguez. Flying to right in his first trip, but again, that question is, among players who pitched for both the Orioles and the Mets, who has the most career Ks? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know, and we are talking pitchers, not batters. First toss to the righty hitter, and a 20-year-old looks at a strike. And the count 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. The one-strike pitch. And Moreno misses low. And the count 1-1. Get you a look around the Mets affiliates here in this fifth inning. The 1-1 runner goes. This pulled foul up the third baseline. A ball and two strikes as Tejada retreats to first. One game canceled. Dominican Summer League. The Mets orange, taking on the Yankees Bombers team. That canceled due to rain. Mets have the day off at the big league level. 1-2. And Rodriguez fouls it to the right. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Mets will head out west tomorrow. Open up a series against the Angels. 9:38, the first pitch. You can tune into that after this one concludes as a throw over to first and Tejada dives back. Paul Blackburn, old buddy of mine, going to make his Mets debut on Friday against Tyler Anderson. That was a weird one on Tuesday. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Blew him away with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And there's the second out of the fifth. For Moreno, that is his second strikeout. And back to the top of the lineup, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. has struck out and grounded a short, 0-for-2. But Blackburn was the man the Mets acquired for Cade Morris. Of course, a chance to say goodbye to Cade on Tuesday before he left. And I'm sure hopped on a flight to Michigan as Bradfield takes low 1-0. Likely going to join the Lansing Lugnuts in the Midwest League. But I worked with Paul Blackburn in 2016 with the Tennessee Smokies. He was a great pitcher in AA that year. Is this a ground ball off the legs of Moreno? Fields tries to shovel to first with a backhand and gets the out. Oh, a hot shot ground ball off the feet of Moreno, but able to recover towards the first base side and able to flip it with a backhand to get it to Gill to get the out. And Moreno racing over to Bradfield Jr. They exchange pleasantries as Bradfield happy Moreno's okay and commends him on a nice play to retire him and end the frame. No runs, a hit. And one man left. We'll pick up that thought when we come back. Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen, 7-0 Brooklyn, here from Lino's Field.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Zane Barnhart stayed done on as the right-hander Cooper Chandler will face 2, 3, and 4 in the Brooklyn lineup here in the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn a 7-0 lead. First pitch from Chandler to Reimer is outside for ball one. Reimer 0-for-3 tonight, reached on an error his last time. That provided Brooklyn their seventh run of the ball game. The 1-0 from Chandler, and Reimer a fly ball right side. Towards the line is Trimble to his left. Still in fair territory and onto the warning track. Makes the catch for the first out of the sixth. Final line for Zane Barnhart tonight. He goes 2 2/3. No runs, no hits. A walk and a strikeout. Was called for a pitch clock violation. Led to his only walk, 35 pitches, 22 strikes. Mateo Gill has a two-run homer tonight. He's also grounded into a fielder's choice and popped up to short. First pitch to the righty batter, a strike 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question, we'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. Our question today is, among players who pitched for both the Orioles and the Mets, who has the most career strikeouts? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. As Gill in the air, right center field. Long run back into his right for Trimble, and he makes the catch. Oh, what a running play by Trimble into the right center field alleyway to take away a base hit from Gill. So two up, two down for Chandler. Brings up Kellum Clark, who is 1-for-2, a walk and a single. Ground out to short his last at-bat. We were telling you about Paul Blackburn And the weird baseball coincidence that happened on Tuesday, he was acquired by the Mets for Cyclone Cade Morris as Clark swings through a high fastball 0-1. But I worked with Paul Blackburn in 2016, the Tennessee Smokies, my second year as an intern there. And it's bizarre that those two were traded for one another, not just because I worked with both. The 0-1, a foul tip in the glove of Retzbach, it's 0-2. But I remember working with Blackburn that year in 2016 with the Smokies when he was a prospect getting traded at the deadline to Seattle at the time, along with another former Met in Dan Vogelbach. The 0-2 as Clark, a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach to end the inning. Well, that was a deal that ultimately netted the Cubs' Mike Montgomery, who, of course, is forever enshrined as the man who recorded the final out and the Cubs' first World Series win since 1908. Chandler comes on, retires Brooklyn in order. Luis G. Moreno back to work in the bottom of the sixth. 2-3-4 due up for Aberdeen. Brooklyn leads 7-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a Stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Luis G. Moreno has already thrown 3 1/3 innings out of the bullpen tonight, on for a fourth here in the sixth. First pitch to Douglas Hodo, a floater out in a shallow left. Out is Junior Tilley in the shortstop, and he can't make the backhanded catch. Off the edge of the webbing and onto the outfield turf, and that'll go down as a base hit for Hodo. A little parachute in between Tilley and the left fielder Morabito. Tillian got a glove on it, but couldn't squeeze it on the backhand. And so Aberdeen has the leadoff man on here in the sixth inning. First time they've put the leadoff man on tonight. Brings up Tavian Josenberger, has grounded to first and lined out to right tonight. Runner goes, first pitch in the dirt, gets away from the catcher Pregent all the way to the backstop. And Hodo in at second base, he'll stay put there. So Hodo swipes second. That's his 32nd stolen base of the year. And so the Ironbirds, a man in scoring position with nobody out, as it looks like the Brooklyn bullpen going to start to come to life. Ryan Ammons up and throwing. The 1-0 is up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Moreno has thrown more pitches tonight than he has at any other point in his Cyclones career, up over 46 pitches entering this sixth inning as Pregent out to have a quick chat. Coney Cavo's trivia question tonight: among pitchers who played for both the Orioles and the Mets, who had the most career strikeouts? Give you the answer in a moment or two. 2-0, and this one blasted in the air to center. Going back and to his right, Omar De Los Santos makes the catch as he ranges onto the warning track. Good throw into the cutoff man, Tillian, but Hodo will tag and take third. A long out number one here in the sixth inning. And Josenberger sent it 380 feet, but maybe about 20 feet shy or more of a two-run homer. So a runner at third and one out. And that'll bring up Reed Trimble, picked up Aberdeen's first base hit. That was in his last at-bat in the fourth. He's one for two. This one floated towards second and out of the reach of Jeffrey De Los Santos, a base hit. That'll break up the shutout. Reed Trimble has his second hit of the ballgame. His 21st RBI with Aberdeen makes it 7-1. So that, the first blemish against Moreno tonight. Couple of soft hit singles here in the sixth inning. And now Adam Retzbach has grounded a short and walk tonight. First pitch to him outside and low, ball one. Well, the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question here this evening. So throw over to first and Trimble back standing. Runner goes, the 1-0, hit off the hands towards first, but just an inch or two foul. Good job by Gill to stay with that knuckling grounder. And it's even 1-1. But our Coney Combos trivia question tonight. Among pitchers who played for both the Mets and the Orioles, who finished their career with the most strikeouts? Well, you have to think back to the last World Series championship team the Mets had, the 1-1. High, two balls and a strike. Two-time All-Star, El Cid, Cid Fernandez, has the most career strikeouts among pitchers who played for both the Mets and the Orioles. The 2-1 high and the count 3-1. But Fernandez, 1,743 career Ks played with the Mets from 1984 to 1993, and then 2 years after that with the Orioles in 94 and 95. The 3-1, and Retzbach swings through it, and the count full. But second on that list is Steve Traxel. Finished with 1,591, played 5 years with the Mets between 2001 and 2006. And moved on to the Orioles from there, 07 and 08. Throw over to first, and Trimble in standing. Third on that list is Rich Hill. 1,423 career Ks. Runner goes again. The payoff pitch blasted deep left field. Back goes Morabito, and that one's gone into the Brooklyn bullpen. Well, all of a sudden, Brooklyn's seven-run lead has been trimmed down to four on a two-run shot from Adam Retzbach. His sixth home run, RBIs 34 and 35, make it a 7-3 ball game. 97.9 off the bat, 351 feet, and that'll be all for Luis G. Moreno tonight. Gave the Cyclones everything he had, went as long as he could, longer than he ever has in a Cyclones uniform, but just ran out of gas here in the sixth inning. And now Ryan Ammons will come on with a clean sheet. Base is empty, one out here in the sixth. Aberdeen with three runs in. It's now 7-3. This pitching change brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park, perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Another call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. On is the southpaw Ryan Ammons after Luis G. Moreno was taxed for three runs here in this sixth inning. Carter Young, the switch hitter, will be the first man to face the southpaw. Young will switch over and bat from the right-hand side against the lefty. Ammons' first pitch tonight is a fastball outside, 1-0. Carter Young has fly to left and struck out tonight. A tough way to finish for Luis Moreno, who was really impressive in terms of giving Brooklyn as much length as he could. The 1-0 bouncer to third. Fielded on a hop by Reimer. Throw to first in time for the second out. So bases empty. Two down for Jalen Vasquez. Final line for Moreno. 3 2/3 innings. 3 runs on 5 hits. A walk and 2 strikeouts. 57 pitches, 33 strikes. Ammon, 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 23 years old from Easley, South Carolina. Jalen Vasquez 0 for 2 tonight. And the lefty batter takes inside and low for ball one. Vasquez has fly to right and lined out to short. They're telling you about Arconi Convo's trivia answer. The 1-0 pitch. And Vasquez, a check swing, ground ball to third. Fielded by Reimer. Off balance throw. Pulls Gill off the bag. And excuse me, check swing, infield base hit for Jalen Vasquez. It was softly hit. Reimer charged. Made the play coming in front of the third base bag. Tried to make a play in one fell swoop, but the throw was wild towards the right field side. And so Vasquez has an infield single. And the inning continues for Angel Tejada. As line to right and singled, 1 for 2 officially. 1 on, 2 out, 7-3 Brooklyn as Ammons throws over. But Sid Fernandez had the most career strikeouts among guys who pitch for the Orioles and Mets. Steve Traxel was number 2. Rich Hill was number 3. First pitch from Ammons, and Tejada pops it in the air. Right side, out is the second baseman, De Los Santos, called off by the right fielder, Castro, drifting to his right at the last second, but hangs on to make the catch. Inning over. But the Ironbirds trim a 7-run deficit down to 4, scoring 3 runs. The big blow, a 2-run homer by Adam Retzbach. We head to the 7th. 7-3 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the 7th inning, Cooper Chandler needed 7 pitches to retire the side in the top of the 6th. Back to work. This is now a 7-3 game. Junior Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Omar De Los Santos, the 3-2 up in the frame. Brooklyn in front by 4. Junior Tillian tonight. 1-for-3 with a base hit. Chandler works from the first base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Junior Tillian is high for ball one. Numbers for Chandler so far this year. Right-hander standing at 6'2", 200 pounds. Will turn 26 this month from Frisco, Texas. The 1-0. And Tillian in the air. Right side again. Second baseman is Josenberger. And as he straddles the infield and outfield turf, makes the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. One down for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Has walked, been hit by a pitch, and popped up. But Chandler, the right-hander, making his eighth appearance with Aberdeen this year. 0-1, a 3.86 ERA. Two saves, eight hits, 11 and two-thirds innings entering the ninth. As Jeffrey takes outside for ball one. Chandler, three walks, 14 Ks. Last pitched a week ago yesterday against Jersey Shore. Gave up two runs, one earned in an inning and two-thirds. The 1-0. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. I'm telling you about the answers to our Coney Combos trivia question. Sid Fernandez, number one on that list of most career strikeouts among guys who pitch for the Mets and the Orioles. The 1-1. Inside and low, 2-1. Steve Traxel, number two. Rich Hill was number three. Pitched for the Mets in 2021. The Orioles earlier in his career in 2009. Number four on that list is Mike Torres. 1,404 career strikeouts, the 2-1. Swings through a breaking ball, 2-2. Torres playing with the Mets in 83 and 84. Spent a year with the Orioles in 1975. And rounding out the top five is Pete Harnisch. 1,368 Ks was with the Mets from 1995 to 97. The 2-2 to De Los Santos. Swing and a miss, but no. The ball dropped by the catcher, Retzbach. And so Jeffrey stays alive. Harnisch started his career with the Orioles, 1988 to 1990. And that's your look around the answers today to our Coney Combos trivia question. The 2-2, broken back ground ball, third base way. And Jeffrey will stay in there, but need to get a new bat. Looking around the Mets affiliates on this Thursday night, top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. We're telling you the big league club getting the day off, travel day out to the West Coast. AAA Syracuse in action tonight, taking on Columbus. Guardians affiliate, they trail 4-3. In the top half of the sixth inning, Brett Beatty, a double and an RBI. Luke Ritter, a double and two RBI tonight. Double A Binghamton played a rapid pace game today. They beat New Hampshire. Blue Jays affiliate 1-0 on SNY. Only run on Orion Clifford, RBI single. The 2-2, broken back ground ball to first. Picked up there by Rodriguez, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out. As everybody looking back in Brooklyn's dugout in the direction of whomever flung their bat in the direction of Jeffrey as he breaks two bats in a span of two pitches. Bases empty, two out in the seventh. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, 1-for-3 with an RBI triple. Struck out in his last at-bat. But New Hampshire, a 1-0 winner today. The righty offers that one outside, 1-0. Jeffrey Colon, Nolan Clenny, T.J. Shook combining on a five-hit shutout. Jeffrey Colon, 3 2/3 innings of shutout two-hit ball today to start. The 1-0. Breaking ball, strike 1-1. Omar raises his head in disbelief at the call. Well, they played that game tonight in an hour and 57 minutes. Eight combined hits, and there were still five combined walks in that game. The 1-1 on the outside corner, 1-2. Single-A St. Lucie still in a delayed start. They were supposed to get underway 2 hours ago, but Lightning and Fort Myers have prevented that game from getting underway. They do plan on starting around 9:30, but it will be a seven-inning ball game. Chandler's 1-2 pitch. Low, and it's even. Jorge De Leon will start for St. Lucie when that game gets underway. Bases empty, two out, 2-2 the count. Brooklyn leads 7-3 in the seventh. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Tied him up inside with a fastball at 96. Cooper Chandler, six up, six down, out of the Iron Bird bullpen tonight. Ryan Ammons back to the hill in the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn protecting a 7-3 lead. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Go to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time. Here in Maryland, Cyclones leading in the Iron Birds 7-3, 9-1-2. Due up for Aberdeen in the inning, Rodriguez, Bradfield Jr., and Hodo. Aberdeen getting on the board in the sixth, scored three runs on four hits. Sent seven men to the plate and cut that 7-0 margin down to 7-3 on this Thursday night. Carlos Rodriguez will lead things off, 0-2 in his high A debut, as flied out to right and struck out here this evening. Only one other game to tell you about in the Mets organization today. Dominican Summer League Mets Blue had their game suspended in the bottom of the second on the road against the DSL Twins. They were leading 2-1 in the bottom of the second. Well, that's your look around the Mets organization today. Ryan Ammons out for his first full inning of relief. And his first pitch to Rodriguez, taken for a strike. And the count 0-1. Works from the third base side of the slab. The one strike pitch hit off the end of the bat to short. Fielded by Tillian, throw to first in time for the first out. One away in the seventh. Back to the top of the lineup, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. He is 0-3. Ground out to the pitcher in his last at bat. Brooklyn wearing the road grays tonight. BKLYN in Old English Navy lettering arched across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch from Emmons is a breaking ball low, 1-0. Navy sleeves on those gray tops. Navy piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. 1-0. Bradfield again shows punt. This time takes a strike on the outside corner. And it's even at one. Gray pants for Emmons all the way down to the ankles. Navy trim along the side of them. The 1-1. This time Bradfield swings away and comes up empty, 1-2. Emmons, white and blue cleats buried into the stadium mound. Brooklyn wearing the Navy cap. Navy built tonight with the powder blue interlocking BC logo on the front. 1-2 on Bradfield. With the bases empty, one down. The pitch, and Bradfield grabs a piece to stay alive. Brooklyn, 7 runs, 7 hits and error. They have left 6. Aberdeen, 3 runs, 6 hits and error. They have left 5. The 1-2. This one yanked down the right field line, a foul ball. Off a wall by a raised group area. Up by the, I can't even make out what that says. Richards Fish and Crab. I believe that's what that says on the pavilion down the right field line. Been here enough over the last 2 years, I should know it by heart, but I don't. 1-2, and Bradfield fouls another one out of play. Douglas Hodo on deck. Tavian Josenberger would follow him. The lefties 1-2. Down and in by the shoot tops. Bradfield hops out of the way. 2-2 now. Bradfield trying to extend his hitting streak. Came into play today. Reaching and hitting in 13 straight, the 2-2. Hit on the ground a second. Fielded on a couple of hops by De Los Santos. Makes the play to Gill for the second out. Well, Bradfield hit it hard, but on the ground right at the second baseman. And so 2 down in the 7th for Douglas Hodo. He started the rally last inning with a single off of Junior Tillian's glove. It's 1-for-2, has singled, walked, and stole a base tonight. Lefty offers, and Ammons misses inside. Ball one. Ammons making his 6th appearance with Brooklyn tonight. 1-0, a 1.59 ERA entering play today. Just 1 hit allowed in 5 2/3 innings. Has walked 6 and struck out 7, though. The 1-0 at the letters 1-1. Ammons been with Brooklyn since July the 2nd. Ordered a couple of outs to get Brooklyn through the 5th on Sunday against Rome. The 1-1. Fastball low. 2 balls and a strike. Brooklyn 7, Aberdeen 3. Bases empty. 2 out in the bottom of the 7th. Emmons at the belt. Now the 2-1. And Hodo, a high fly ball. Right side. Jeffrey De Los Santos drifts left, now back to his right, and behind the second base bag makes the backhanded catch to close out the inning. Ryan Ammons retires the side in order in the 7th. To the 8th we go. Business end of this ball game. Aberdeen making another pitching change. 7-3 Cyclones here from Maryland.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Another call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Left-hander Cooper McKeon is on up for the Ironbirds. 6'1", 195 pounds, 23 years old from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Signed by the Orioles back in June after he was released by the Royals. He'll come on here in the eighth inning and face 8-9-1 in the Brooklyn lineup. Righty, lefty, righty. The three scheduled to bat in the inning. A long wait for Enrique Bradfield Jr. to get out to center and provide Douglas Hodo his hat. So we can start this eighth inning as McKeon steps to the rubber. Christian Pregent, 1-for-2, a walk and an RBI single. And the first pitch from the southpaw inside. For ball one, McKeon pitching for the first time since Saturday, went a season-long 2 1/3 innings. Gave up a couple of runs on one hit. The 1-0. Region out in front, a ball and a strike. McKeon making his fourth appearance with Aberdeen. No record of 3.6 ERA. Two runs on one hit in five innings, three walks and seven Ks. The 1-1. Regent swings through a fastball. It's 1-2. McKeon started the year with high A Quad Cities in the Royals organization. Had an ERA up over 9.5 in 14 appearances there. Released by Kansas City on June the 9th. Signed by the Orioles 5 days later. Here's the 1-2. Up and away, 2-2. McKeon assigned to Delmarva the following day on June the 15th. Made five appearances there. Joined Aberdeen on July the 3rd. 2-2. Outside 3-2. And a one-day cameo back in Delmarva on Independence Day before returning to Aberdeen on July the 23rd. The payoff pitch. Inside and low, he lost him. So Pregent works a leadoff walk. Good spot there from McKeon, but didn't get the call. And there's one on nobody out for Sebastian Castro. Castro. 0-for-1 tonight, a couple of walks and a strikeout. First pitch to the lefty, and he takes a strike at the knees in the count 0-1. McKeon, a former 16th-round pick of the Royals out of Brigham Young. Lefty's 0-1. Another fastball strike, and it's 0-2. Final line for Cooper Chandler tonight. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out two, six up, six down. 21 pitches and 15 strikes. The 0-2 to Castro. Swing and a miss. Chase the pitch down and in. And McKeon has his first strikeout tonight. One on, one out for the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. Well, there is a chance Wilmington gets no hit for the second time since the All-Star break. Aberdeen no hit the Blue Rocks first game back out of the All-Star break on July the 19th. That was the game started by Zach Fruit. First pitch to Morabito, a fastball at the letters for strike one. Nick 2-for-4 with a couple of singles an RBI and a stolen base tonight. Well, Wilmington right now trailing Greenville 4-0 in the top of the ninth, and they still do not have a hit. The one strike pitch inside corner, it's 0-2. The leadoff batter walking against Isaac Stebbins to start the top of the ninth inning. Stebbins, the third different pitcher used by the drive in that no-hit bit. The 0-2 thought about it and stays away from the high fastball. One ball and two strikes. Your Donnie Monegro, Cooper Adams, and Isaac Stebbins, the three arms used by Wilmington, by Greenville tonight against Wilmington. 1-2 high. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes. Pregent, the runner at first with one out. 7-3 Brooklyn in the top of the eighth. McKeon from the third base side of the mound sets with a cross step towards first. The 2-2 upstairs, a full count. Jacob Reimer, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Lefty gets the one he wants. Now the payoff pitch. And Morabito went around, according to the home plate umpire. Koishizawa rings up Morabito. No argument from Nick as he tried to check that swing. So back-to-back strikeouts from McKeon after the leadoff walk. And now one on and two out for Jacob Reimer. Reimer 0 for 4 tonight. Flied out to right his last time, also reached on a throwing error. Brooklyn has not had a base hit since that three-run third inning as Reimer goes fishing in the count 0-1. Brooklyn since then have only put two men on base since the start of the fourth. A two-out walk to Castro in the fifth and the leadoff walk to Pregent here in the eighth. The 0-1. A called strike and Reimer behind 0-2. Brooklyn's last base hit. The RBI single by Pregent that made it 5-0 in the third. 7-3 now, the 0-2. Down and away, a ball and two strikes. No action in Brooklyn's bullpen, so you'd imagine Ryan Ammons back to the mound in the bottom of the eighth to face 3, 4, and 5 in the Iron Bird lineup. As McKeon steps off. Well, it has happened. For the second time since July the 19th, the Wilmington Blue Rocks have been no hit. That is twice in 13 days. The 1-2 line drive back up the middle, base hit center field. Over to cut it off, Bradfield to his right. Stopping at second, Pregent. Jacob Reimer has his second base hit since coming back to the active roster. And there is Brooklyn's first base hit since the third inning. A ringing line drive back up the middle by Reimer. So two on and two out. And that'll bring up Mateo Gill. And a two-run homer back in the first inning since then has popped up a couple of times and grounded into a fielder's choice. First pitch, Mateo in the air towards us. But onto the roof and the count 0-1. Well, Wilmington has been no hit twice in less than 2 weeks. They had the leadoff walk to Matt Suggs in the top of the ninth inning. The 0-1. Check swing. Did not go on appeal, says Anderson, 2-0. Rather 1-1 on Gill. But the second time, Wilmington has been no hit in 13 days. And the second no-hitter thrown by Greenville this season. 1-1 from McKeon. This pulled foul up the third baseline, 1-2. But after Suggs earned the leadoff walk, Stebbins induced a double play off the bat of Philip Glasser. And then Gavin Dugas flied out to left as Greenville throws their second no-hitter of the year. And Wilmington no hit for the second time since the All-Star break. The 1-2, Gill thought about it, did not go. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Unbelievable. Brooklyn will go to Wilmington for their next road trip. Not next week, but the week after that. 2 on, 2 out, the 2-2. Gill line drive center field. Bradfield Jr. coming on. And it'll hang up for him as he makes the catch to end the inning. So Brooklyn puts 2 on. But can't bring anybody home. No runs, 1 hit, 2 left after 7.5. Ryan Ammons back to the mound. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Aberdeen. Cyclones lead 7-3 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones' world-famous Seinfeld Night is real, and it's spectacular, and you can be a part of it at Maimonides Park on Saturday, August 10th. The first 2,000 fans in the building will take home a special edition George Costanza It's Scary Cold bobblehead. Plus, if these pretzels are making you thirsty, we've got the cure. Our all-you-can-drink package, 2 hours of unlimited beer, wine, seltzers, yada, 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 all that and so much more. To secure your tickets for the 2024 Seinfeld Night, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Ryan Ammons has thrown 19 pitches through an inning and 2/3 tonight, so he'll come back out for the bottom of the eighth, facing 3, 4, and 5 in the Aberdeen lineup. Josenberger, Trimble, Retzbach, switch hitter, lefty, righty, the 3-2 up in the inning. Tavian Josenberger has hit the ball hard tonight, but he is 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Flied out to deep center in his last at-bat. From the right-hand side against the southpaw, as Ammons misses the outside corner, 1-0. Ammons down by the belt, the 1-0 pitch, and Josenberger waves in a foul tip. And the count 1-1. Josenberger hitting just 170 against left-handers this year, 9-4-53 coming into play tonight. The 1-1 from Ammons. High, 2 balls and a strike. Brooklyn up 7-3 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones trying to take back-to-back ball games. The 2-1. Inside, 3 balls and a strike. Take a look around the majors here in this eighth inning, bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. The 3-1. Outside ball 4, he walked him. So the second time tonight, Aberdeen has put the leadoff man on. And Ammons allows his first base runner. Really a second base runner tonight. Gave up an infield base hit back in the fifth. Rather, that was the sixth inning. Now it's Reed Trimble, broke up the shutout. With an RBI single, he's 2-for-3. Switch hitter from the right-hand side. Takes inside for ball one. The lefty's 1-0. And this one hit in the air to right. Towards the line is Castro. Stops now, takes a step back to his right. But he's underneath it to make the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. One on, one down. Here's Adam Retzbach at a two-run homer to chase Luis Moreno in his last at-bat. 1-for-2 with a walk tonight. Couple of finals already in the big leagues. Guardians beat the Orioles tonight 10-3. Ammons ready. Throw over to first, a bit wild, but Gill able to hold on to it. And Josenberger is back in safely. One on, one out. 7-3 Brooklyn in the bottom of the eighth. Runner goes, the pitch high. Throw down by Pregent. Tag, not in time. It was a strike to Retzbach. Josenberger, another stolen base for him. That's his 38th of the year. And the drive, a man in scoring position with one away. The 0-1. Bottom of the zone with a fastball, 0-2. Cleveland beating up on the Orioles 10-3. David Fry, Jose Ramirez, Bo Naylor. All with home runs in that ballgame. Anthony Santander is 32nd for the Orioles. Tough debut for Trevor Rogers, the 0-2. Inside and low, a ball and two strikes. Rogers giving up 5 runs, 6 hits, 4 1/3 innings. First outing with Baltimore. Eloy Jimenez struck out in a pinch hit appearance. That fastball high, and it's 2-2 on Retzbach. Only other final tonight, Royals beat the Tigers 7-1 in Detroit. Another gem from former Cyclone Seth Lugo. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up down from Ammons. He's got another K. That's actually his first of the night. So two out for the switch hitting Carter Young. Ground out to third in his last at-bat. That was against Ammons in the sixth. Josenberger, the runner at second with two down. Ammons looks there. Runner breaks for third. Pitch high, and Pregent will hold on to it. Another stolen base for Josenberger. That's his 38th. And the Ironbirds now with a runner at third and two out. The Royals a 7-1 win. Vinny Pasquantino, multi-home run game. 1-0. Inside under the arms of Young, 2-0. Bobby Witt Jr., his 20th home run of the year for Kansas City. Lugo, 8 innings of 1-run, 4-hit ball. The Royals improved to 12 games over 500 as that pitch low. And it's now 3-0 on Young with Jalen Vasquez on deck. The 3-0 pitch. Up and away, ball four. So Ammons allows his second walk of the inning. The Brooklyn bullpen back working out in left field. All of a sudden, the Ironbirds have the tying run on deck. As Jake Stevenson getting ready in the Cyclone bullpen. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, out of the third base dugout. to talk with the left-hander here. Ahead of the matchup against Vasquez, reached on an infield single against Ammons his last time up. But elsewhere in the majors tonight, Braves and Marlins through eight, Atlanta a 4-2 lead. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, and Orlando Arcia with home runs for the Braves. Jorge Soler 0-3 with a walk in his return to Atlanta. Kyle Stowers, the former Ironbird, 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts playing left field for the Marlins tonight. He went over in that trade that sent Trevor Rogers to Baltimore. So here is Jalen Vasquez. Runners at the corners and two out. And Aberdeen down by four. Lefty-lefty matchup. And the first pitch way up and in with a fastball at 92. And the count 1-0. Bottom of the sixth at Wrigley Field. Cubs a 2-1 lead on the Cardinals. Seiya Suzuki has just hit a go-ahead solo homer. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Vasquez chased one up. And the count 1-1. His 16th of the year, Paul Goldschmidt. His 17th long ball for St. Louis. Shota Imanaga against Sonny Gray. The 1-1. Off the hands of foul ball, 1-2. Only other game tonight. Going to get underway momentarily in Anaheim. Angels and Rockies. Carson Fulmer for the Halos and Ryan Feltner for Colorado. Men at the corners, two out, 1-2 the count. A throw over to first by Ammons, and Young dives back. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth, Brooklyn will have 4, 5, and 6 due up. This Ammons' 39th pitch of the night, the 1-2, and Vasquez spoils it. Out of play to the left. Have to imagine this will be Ammons' final batter with the right-hander on deck. The lefties 1-2. Down and in. Dropped to a lower arm slot that time. But Vasquez takes it. And it's 2-2 on number two. Two-two offering. This one pulled foul towards the first base seats. Vasquez was on it. But out in front that time, two balls, two strikes. Brooklyn led 7-0. Scored two in the first, two in the second, three in the third. Aberdeen broke up the shutout with three in the sixth. Still a 7-3 game in the eighth. The 2-2 runner goes. That one all the way to the backstop. Ricochets to Prigent, but he has no play. Scoring is Josenberger to second. Young, he'll get credit for a stolen base. And a 7-run lead down to 3. It's 7-4. And now the count 3-2 on Vasquez. The payoff pitch, line down the line and left, but curling foul out of play. Ammons just been unable to get strike three here against Vasquez. He's fouled off three pitches with two strikes. A wild pitch has made it a 7-4 game. The 3-2 is swinging another foul ball behind the plate. And the next pitch will be the 10th of this at-bat. Another 3-2. Vasquez in the air left field. Back into his left. Morabito reaches back and makes the catch. As he backpedals to end the inning. So Aberdeen squeezes across a run on a wild pitch, but nothing further. In the inning, one run, no hits, no errors, one man left to the ninth. Brooklyn leading by 3-7-4 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
On Saturday, August 24th, come to Maimonides Park when the Cyclones host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, where the Force will be strong for Star Wars Night. As part of a celebration of all things spanning from the Outer Rim to Tatooine, the first 1,500 fans will receive a Jet Williams Star Wars bobblehead. Plus, take advantage of our special ticket offer, you will, of a Star Wars Cyclones bucket hat. Plus, we'll have special guest appearances from some of your favorite Star Wars characters. For tickets and more info, be sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cooper McKeon stays on for Aberdeen as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn leading 7-4, Cyclone 7 runs, 8 hits and error, they have left 8. Aberdeen 4 runs, 6 hits and error, they have left 6. Lefty, righty, lefty, the 3-2 up in the inning for the Cyclones against the Southpaw. Kellum Clark, Junior Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos trying to provide some insurance before the ninth. Kellum Clark, 1-for-3, has walked and singled. Since then, a ground out to short and a strikeout. And he takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. This is the third game of this six-game series. Cyclones, Ironbirds back in action tomorrow. The 0-1 outside, a ball and a strike. Felipe De La Cruz for Brooklyn. No listed starter yet for Aberdeen. Our coverage will start 6:50 Eastern, 15 minutes prior to the 7:05 first pitch. The 1-1, and Clark pops it in the air behind third. Out is Vasquez, tries to make the basket catch down by his waist, and he does. Oh, what a play by Jalen Vasquez to take away a parachute single from Kellum Clark. Just a shallow floater in the left, and Vasquez, a tricky angle, able to hang on for the out. So one away for Junior Tillian. He's 1-for-4 with a base hit. And that sails over the head of everybody to the backstop. 1-0. Jake Stevenson throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen. He'll come on and try and close it out in the ninth. No action in the Orioles affiliate's bullpen. McKeon nearing 30 pitches. The 1-0. And there's a fastball in there. And the count even, 1-1. A quiet Thursday night here, the 1st of August in Maryland. About a 9:45 here in the East. The 1-1. Inside corner in the count, 1-2. Right now, 85 degrees in Aberdeen, real feel at 94. Really no wind to speak of. The American flag to the right of center field at a virtual standstill. At the belt, the 1-2. Tillian on the ground at third. Coming on as Vasquez throws on the move for the second out. So two up and two down. And now it's Jeffrey De Los Santos, 0-for-2 tonight. A walk and a hit by pitch. Has scored twice. It's also popped up to second and grounded out to first. Aberdeen will have 8-9-1 due up in their half of the ninth inning. First pitch to Jeffery up and in for ball one. Omar De Los Santos on deck. The lefty's 1-0, and this one pulled down the right field line. That is a fair ball into the corner. Jeffery hits first on his way to second, and he'll stop there with a two-out double. So Jeffery De Los Santos on base for the third time tonight, his first hit. It is his 15th double of the season. And the Cyclones a man in scoring position with two out. That double from Jeffery De Los Santos calls for a barrel Smith. Barrel aged cocktail put the barrel on the ball. Man at second and two out for Omar De Los Santos, who has an RBI triple tonight. He's also popped up on an infield fly and struck out twice as this pulled foul. Wide of the third base bag, 0-1. Brooklyn trying to secure some insurance before the bottom of the ninth begins. Jeffery takes his lead. No one really holding him on. McKeon's 0-1. Inside, Omar raises his hands out of the way. And the count 1-1. Christian Pregent waiting on deck. One coming. And Omar, a high fly ball left field. Back goes Hodo. Away back towards the warning track at the wall. And that one is off the fence. Scoring is Jeffery De Los Santos. Omar's making a bid for third. The throw there, not in time. It's the second RBI triple of the night for Omar De Los Santos. Brooklyn gets that insurance they were looking for. The lead is back to 4, 8-4 in the ninth. Just missed a home run. This ballpark just barely deep enough to hold it. Sent it 380 feet to the left of straightaway left field. But Omar De Los Santos, a clutch two-out RBI triple. His third triple of the year and his 20th RBI with Brooklyn. And now Christian Pregent takes up and away for ball one. Back-to-back two-out extra base hits by the De Los Santos twins to get Brooklyn their first run since the third. 1-0. And Pregent in the air right center field. Over to his right on the move. Trimble. And he makes the backhanded catch. Oh, what a great play. Back into his right by Reed Trimble to take away a base hit and RBI from Christian Pregent. But Brooklyn adds a run on the RBI three-bagger by Omar De Los Santos. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn 8, Aberdeen 4. Jake Stevenson coming on. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey! This call to the bullpen presented by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park to the right or left, depending on which way you're looking at it, from the Cyclones team store. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Jake Stevenson on. Try and record the final three outs tonight. Brooklyn leading by 4-8-4. Stevenson, 6'4", 225 pounds, 27 years old from Waconia, Minnesota. 8-9 and 1-2 up for the Ironbirds in the ninth. Tejada, Rodriguez, and Bradfield, the three scheduled to bat. Final line for Ryan Ammons this evening. He was impressive for Brooklyn, gave up one run. That was an inning ago, but that really the only blemish for him. Jake Stevenson's first pitch of the ninth, a strike to Tejada, 0-1. Tejada 1-for-3, but Ammons tonight goes 2 2/3 innings, a run on one hit, two walks, a strikeout. The wild pitch led to the run, the 0-1. Tejada goes fishing for a slider. It's 0-2. Ammons 45 pitches, 25 strikes. A deep breath, the 0-2. Breaking ball line to third and caught by Reimer right at his chin for the first out of the ninth. A broken bat line drive from Tejada. But a soft one at that. One away for Carlos Rodriguez. 0-for-3 tonight in his high A debut. Stevenson pitching for the first time in a week. Last Thursday against Rome. Gave up a run on one hit in one inning. First pitch outside and low, ball one. Stevenson making his 21st appearance with Brooklyn, a 3-1 record, a 7.97 ERA. Does have a save. Not a save opportunity anymore after Brooklyn scored in the top of the ninth. The 1-0 a little bit high, 2-0. Stevenson, 23 hits in 20 1/3 innings, 12 walks, 29 strikeouts. The righty's 2-0. And Carlos looks at a call. Strike 2-1. Brooklyn, 8 runs, 10 hits and error. They have left 9. Aberdeen, 4 runs, 6 hits and error. They have left 6. The 2-1. This one off the end of the bat and foul. It's 2-2. Calm, quiet night here in Maryland. Most of the fans that have made their way out have departed. The 2-2 inside nearly hit him with a curveball. A full count. Three and two on the Ironbirds first baseman. Stevenson gets the one, the 3-2 pitch. Off the end of the bat, back to the mound. Fielded by Jake. Jogs to first, underhand flip to Gill, and the Cyclones one out away from a victory. Two up, two down for Stevenson in the ninth. Back to the top of the lineup, and Enrique Bradfield Jr. Last chance for him to extend his hitting streak beyond a Baker's dozen. Been held in check tonight, 0-for-4. Rounded out sharply to second in his last at-bat. Lefty batter with an upright stance. The first pitch to him, sails high, ball one. Stevenson, former University of Minnesota star, signed by the Mets back in May. Been with Brooklyn ever since. The 1-0 sails up and away again. Two balls and no strikes. Douglas Hodo on deck. Stevenson, been a great veteran presence in the clubhouse for Brooklyn since the second month of the season. A 2-0. Fastball on the inside corner, 2-1. Always know Jake's the one coming on. He's usually the one with the headband on underneath that navy cap. You can see a little bit of the white back end of the headband out the back of the cap. The 1-1 popped up, should do it. Reimer in fair ground in front of the third base bag. Makes the catch over his left shoulder. And you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Jake Stevenson comes on, a quick and painless bottom of the ninth inning. But what a job done by the Cyclones pitching staff here today. Your Donnie Ventura, first game and start back with Brooklyn since the 23rd of May. Limited to only two innings today. Ended up throwing an inning and two-thirds because of pitch count. But Luis G. Moreno, Ryan Ammons, and Jake Stevenson, tremendous length provided, especially by the former two, going longer than they have in a Cyclones uniform all season long. They bent a little bit towards the end of their performances, but gave Brooklyn exactly what they were looking for tonight. Also saved a couple of arms for tomorrow's ball game as well. And with the way Brooklyn started, seven runs in the first three innings, got to be a very happy Gilbert Gomez and company in that third base dugout as the Cyclones will try and make it three straight wins tomorrow night. Brooklyn, an 8-4 winner over Aberdeen this evening. When we come back, the recap report is next. Brooklyn 8, Aberdeen 4, your final. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, another successful day at the office for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Your Donnie Ventura making his first start with Brooklyn since May the 23rd. Omar De Los Santos triples twice, drives in a pair of Mateo Gil homers for the second time in as many days. Another stolen bag, two more hits and an RBI for Nick Morabito. And some big pitching performances as well as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 8-4. With the win tonight, Brooklyn improving their second half record to 14-19 now, 47-52 on the year. Aberdeen dropping to 17-16 in the half, 51-48 overall. We take you through the game that was here on this Thursday night, and Brooklyn and Aberdeen squaring off. And Brooklyn, just like they did in game number two yesterday, started this contest on the right foot once more for the third straight game. As a matter of fact, every game in the series, Nick Morabito leading off the contest with a base hit, then stole second base after taking third on a ground out. Mateo Gil, who homered in game one yesterday, decided he wanted to play long ball again today. Enrique Bradfield Jr. and Reed Trimble, the 1-1, and Gil, a high fly ball deep left field. Back goes Hodo, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail on top of the visiting clubhouse. For the second straight day, Mateo Gil has played long ball to left field. A two-run shot, his seventh of the season, and the Cyclones take a 2-0 first inning lead. 98.6 off the bat, 396 feet off the barrel of Mateo Gil. Mateo Gil, a seventh home run in the South Atlantic League this year, gave Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. They would continue to pile on Daniel Lloyd in the top of the second. Jeffrey De Los Santos led off the inning with a walk, and then Omar De Los Santos hit his first of two RBI triples today. Side of the slab. And Omar puts it in the air center field, sending Bradfield Jr. back away back. It's over his head. One hop off the warning track. Stays in the field to play. That's good news for Brooklyn. Jeffrey De Los Santos will score. And the throw to third late as Omar is in there standing. The ball stayed in the field of play instead of bouncing over the fence for a ground rule double. So instead of second and third and nobody out, it's a runner at third and a run in. And Brooklyn had a 3-0 lead with Omar at third after Christian Pregent walked. Sebastian Castro struck out. And then Nick Morabito decided to join in on the fun again. The 0-1. Morabito line drive left field, base hit. Omar De Los Santos will score. Pregent stops at second. Morabito's 2-for-2 tonight. He's got an RBI as well, and it's 4-0 Cyclones. Yeah, Nick Morabito making it a 4-0 game in the second inning. And in the third, they would finally chase Lloyd from the ballgame. Kellum Clark led off the inning with a single, stole second. Moved to third on a base hit by Junior Tilling after a hit-by-pitch loaded the bases. An infield fly pop-up from Omar De Los Santos. Then Christian Pregent stung a single through the 5.5 hole. That made it a 5-0 game. Bases remain loaded. Sebastian Castro walked. That brought in a run, made it 6-0. That was all for Lloyd. Zane Barnhart came on, got Nick Morabito to pop up to short, another infield fly. And then Jacob Reimer at a ground ball to third. Jalen Vasquez had to leave his feet to get the chopper and then decided to throw as soon as his feet touched the ground on the third base side. But his throw to first was wild. Everybody was safe. And Brooklyn had a 7-0 lead. Yordani Ventura only went an inning and two-thirds. Luis Moreno came on with the bases empty and two out in the second. Got a fly out to end the inning through a scoreless third, a scoreless fourth, a scoreless fifth. And when he went back out for his fourth full inning of relief, he finally ran out of gas in the bottom of the sixth inning. Douglas Hodo hit a flare to left to lead off the inning. Could have been caught on a backhand by Junior Tillian, but was not an easy play, couldn't squeeze it. And so safe at first was Hodo with a single. He stole second, took third on a flyout, then scored on Reed Trimble's RBI single, made it 7-1. Then Adam Retzbach followed with a two-run homer, made it 7-3. That would be all for Moreno. Ryan Ammons came on, got the final two outs of the inning, and then threw a scoreless seventh, went back out for the eighth inning. And that's when Aberdeen finally got to him. A leadoff walk to Josenberger, stole second with one out. Then after Adam Retzbach struck out, Josenberger stole third. And after a Carter Young walk, runner was in motion with Jalen Vasquez at the plate. Young stole second. The pitch went wild to the backstop. That allowed Josenberger to score, made it a 7-4 ball game. But Ammons got Vasquez to fly out to end the inning, and then in the top of the ninth with two out, Jeffrey De Los Santos doubled down the line and right and scored on Omar De Los Santos' triple over the left fielder's head, made it an 8-4 game. Jake Stevenson, a 1-2-3 ninth as Brooklyn wins it 8-4. Winning pitcher, Luis G. Moreno, he improves to 2-1. His ERA rose on the night, but overall, you have to love the outing he gave Brooklyn, the length with which he was able to pitch with tonight, 3 2/3 innings. Gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, but that all at the very tail end of his outing. A walk and 2 Ks. The loss to Daniel Lloyd. He drops to 2-1. His first start with Aberdeen this year, gave up 7 runs, 6 earned on 7 hits in 2 1/3 innings. Walked 4, struck out 1. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn 8 runs, 10 hits and error. They left 9. Aberdeen 4 runs, 6 hits and error. They left 6. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,402 here at Leidos Field tonight. Taking a look at the out-of-town scores before we sign off on this Thursday night. One game in the South Atlantic League postponed due to wet grounds. Roman Bowling Green hope to play 2 on Sunday as a result. Everything else in the league tonight, final. Hudson Valley beats Jersey Shore 4-3. Hickory over Asheville 3-1. Greensboro rallies to defeat Winston-Salem 6-2. They score 5 runs in the final 3 innings to win that one. And how about Greenville? Their second no-hitter of the season and the second time Wilmington has been no-hit in the last 13 days. Both of them 4-0 finals. The first one happened here against Aberdeen on July the 19th. But your Danny Manegro, Cooper Adams, and Isaac Stebbins combining on the 9-inning no-hitter. Only one base runner allowed via walk. The other two were via hit-by-pitches in that game. As Greenville no-hits Wilmington, their second no-hitter. Brooklyn will stay 5 back of Greensboro after the game today. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, Big League Club had the night off. Triple-A Syracuse trailing Columbus. Guardians affiliate 6-5. In the bottom of the 8th inning, Luke Ritter, a 2-run homer, his 22nd of the year. Double-A Binghamton beats New Hampshire 1-0 tonight as Jeffrey Colon, Nolan Clenny, and T.J. Shook combine on a 5-hit shutout. They win that game in an hour and 57 minutes. Only run on a Ryan Clifford RBI single. Single-A St. Lucie had their game delayed over 2.5 hours because of lightning at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers. They'll play a 7-inning game. They're right now in the bottom of the second. Fort Myers a 3-1 lead. Dominican Summer League Mets Blue had their game suspended. Bottom two against the DSL Twins leading 2-1. The Mets Orange team had their game canceled at home against the Yankees Bombers squad due to rain. Just a 5-game slate in the big leagues today. Orioles fall to the Guardians 10-3. Trevor Rogers roughed up in his Orioles debut. Royals beat the Tigers 7-1. Seth Lugo, 8 innings of 1-run ball for his 13th win for Kansas City. Braves beat the Marlins 4-2. Cardinals leading the Cubs 4-2. Top of the 8th at Wrigley, and they are through 2 in Anaheim. The Rockies a 2-0 lead on the Angels. Michael Tolia, a 2-run homer, his 19th of the year. Ryan Feltner against Carson Fulmer. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Brooklyn will try and earn their third consecutive win, would be their first 3-game winning streak since mid-May. Left-hander Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn, 3-6, a 4.48 ERA. No listed starter yet for Aberdeen. We imagine that will be one of their new arms that they added today from Single-A Delmarva. That would be right-hander number 45. I believe that is Herman, the last name. Can't find his name on the roster. Nestor Herman, I imagine, will be the starter for Aberdeen tomorrow. But we will confirm and get that to you as soon as that becomes official. But coverage starting at 6:50, 15 minutes prior to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch from Leidos Field tomorrow night. That'll do it for us here from Maryland as the Cyclones take game 3 of this 6-game series by a final of 8-4. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner, Johnny Adamowicz, and the rest of our cast of characters on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Leidos Field in Ripken Stadium. Again, your final tally, the Cyclones 8 and the Ironbirds 4. We hope to have you with us again.